your hands together for the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, praise Him. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Wow, 3 days of, how many days of partying? I think I got some people here. Didn't see a lot, some people in the church today. Probably a little tired and worn out, but it's all good. Amen. We thank God for the blessing. Marriage, wedding is something that we also have to believe God for. I started asking my son as we are going home, when are you going to do your own? He said, Lord, Dad, don't even think about it right now. I said, I want to throw my own wedding, you know, get people come and dance for me and stuff. When I did my wedding and when we first came here, I didn't have too much to throw wedding. So, but we put it together, man. I have one, what they call the people that follow the one this team. My wife have 13 of them, 13 girls. And the reason is because there haven't been a lot of wedding here. So all the sisters and brothers started calling me and say, I want my daughter to be in the wedding as a bridesmaid. Is that what they call them, right? Shoma was the chief one, So now I have only one person behind me and my wife, like, I don't know, 13 or 20 of them. We bless the name of the Lord. Amen. I will be recognizing a couple of people here. My beloved sister-in-law is here, patient. Kwacha came all the way from Atlanta for the wedding. God bless you. Wonderful people. And the husband couldn't make it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And I have in the house here a man and a woman, evangelist, Pastor Roland Akibon and Margaret Akibon. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. These are my mother and father in the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I knew them before I practically knew anybody here. Amen. As a young man, they raised me in the Lord. They taught me everything I have learned in the gospel and in kindness and in love. You know, in those days, I don't have any home of my own, like the Son of Man, who doesn't have. But I always can go into their house when I'm too hungry and have nothing, and they never shut their door in my face. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So he's been a great man of God. I walk to him and shake him. Some of you who didn't know him, my father in the Lord. Amen. Do well. God bless you. God bless you. And my mom too. God bless you. Amen. I don't think if I knew that he would be coming to church, I would have prepared a better message. Study more, prepare more. Because he taught me all this stuff, it's like A, B, C, D and stuff. I will have shown him that I've graduated to an algebra level. Advanced algebra. You know, so that he knows I'm moving up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are glad to have him here. It's good to have such men of God. He's a Yoruba, I'm an Igbo. Doesn't matter, it doesn't mean to him. Their house is always where all of us congregate. Homeless sons and daughters of people, and you know about it. Hungry too. In those days, my head is, I'm always fasting. So, when we're about to break the fast and nothing to eat, Ojimwe is all of us to their house. If they have a cup of Gary, we all share it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you and remember all your good work in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So today, we're going to minister to one another with this word of God. The title of the message is No Peace Without the Prince of Peace. Amen? No peace without the Prince of Peace. Can you repeat it with me, everybody? No peace without the Prince of Peace. And we are going to take our message title, the gospel from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Whoever is on the board, please let's do it pretty fast. People are tired. We've been out all most of the week doing one thing or the other. And so those that are able to make it to church today, let's do it pretty fast. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah 9, 6. Okay, let's read it together, everybody.
For unto us a child is, unto us a son is, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. For those of you who doesn't know, let me just say that this person, who is our Lord Jesus Christ, is the Mighty God. He didn't say God, just one God. He's also the Everlasting Father, and is the Prince of Peace. Amen? Amen? And the government of the whole world shall be upon his shoulders and his elbow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So now, today, the world is crying for peace. The old age need for peace is going out as usual. There is need for peace because nation is against nations, people are against people, community against community, even families are divided in our times. Political party cannot see one eye to eye with another. There is fear in the land and there is concern about the lack of peace. And for this reason, at times prayers are made. People come to form organizations, as we're going to get into it, in order to create peace within the community. But one thing that you will notice is that most of them has forsaken, overlooked the real reason why we shall have peace. The peace himself, known as what? The Prince of Peace, is missing in the equation. So no peace can be guaranteed, endure, or last, or come to be without Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, at times, the pieces, as I will call it, or the troubles of life, can even get to individuals, not just on the community, on the nations of the world that are warring after one another, but among the body of Christ, among families, between man and a woman, husband and wife, so that what we start off doing in some cases, like people get married, I looked up, there's about 50% of divorced couples in the United States. That means one out of every two marriages that started end up divorced because of what? There's no peace in the home. Children are even decamping and denying their own parents, say, I don't want this again, so there's division. And when there is no peace, this thing happens because there's division in the land and there's confusion, so there is no peace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But if you believe in the Lord, can you take this thing for me, please? If you believe in the Lord and you know the value of Jesus Christ and you have it in your home, then there will be peace in your home. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So as Isaiah said, he is the Prince of Peace. Now, I want to say that it's not just in the area of peace. In any aspect of our life, if Christ is missing in it, it doesn't turn out right. So peace is a fruit of the Spirit. One of the fruits that God gave us, when you are a Christian, you should be able to have peace, even in the midst of troubles. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? You should understand what peace means and how to get it and how to keep it. It's a fruit of the Spirit that God has given to us, and each one of us has access to it when we are Christians. So this morning I'm going to show you the differences, why at times we don't have this peace, and what God planned for us is, and what will be when there is perfect harmony and peace that God will bring into this world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, there are some raw laws in the land that are law that is made by man. And when this law is created, there's a spiritual law, there's natural laws that is made. And some of them are irrevocable. You cannot change it. Once it is ordained and put in place, there is nothing you can do about it. It is there to remain. The law that made Jesus Christ the Prince of Peace, that was ordained in heaven, was made and cannot be changed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That is a spiritual law that God called him,
call him the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So we say this morning, no peace without the Prince of Peace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Christ is the catalyst for peace. In other words, without him, peace cannot endure. It cannot happen. You have to know this in your family, in laying foundation for your family. Or if your family is already there, you have to find a way to make sure that when peace is taking the other road, you have to bring him back. You have to bring that peace back to your family by all means. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Some people allow it to stagnate. Some people allow it to be delayed. And before you know it, it has gone out of hand. You have to come against the enemies of peace in prayer, in fasting, in wisdom, in order for peace to endure even in your family. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, the world peace, the peace of this world, as they say, Christ said, my peace I give unto you, not as this world giveth. Let's quickly look that up in John chapter 14, verse 27. Now, there are certain peace, levels of peace. There are certain peace and levels of peace, but we are talking about the peace that Jesus Christ brings. Because this other peace cannot endure, this other peace cannot remain, it has to be the peace of God. He said, peace I leave with you, my people. My peace I give unto you, my children. Not as this world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be what? Trouble, neither let it be afraid. The peace of this world is shallow, without substance, and downright deceptive if you look at it closely. We're going to go into that in a little detail. There are certain peace that things of this world can say they will offer you, but they are so shallow that every little thing will come and scatter it. It is not peace that endures. When we get to the peace that endures, the peace that comes from Christ, you see the harmony, the level it can go in making even the unnatural things to become natural. It is not natural for a lion to lay down with a kid and not eat it. But when the peace of Christ comes to that level, you will see as we go down that even that will happen at a time when his overriding peace is upon you, you will know the difference why you are a blessed person. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? And his peace is not just any kind of peace. He said abundant peace. The Bible defined it in a way that is so astounding. It said, peace that passeth what? All understanding. Can you imagine that? Your understanding, your intellectuals cannot fathom out the level of peace that God has for each and every one of us. He said that it passeth all understanding. You know, in the days of the old, when Nero and the emperors were throwing the Christians into lions' den, killing them, you know, just doing every kind of evil against them, destroying them. They wonder, the emperor said, why is it that they are not moved? In other words, we have done every evil, and you can still see within them, on them, around them, the peace of God. They cannot figure out why they will take all their resources, take all their money, take pillage, destroy, and steal that passeth all understanding is upon them. Today, many great men are wondering, and I have spoken to some people in life that seems to be doing very well, doing great, successful in life. You say, how can I have it all? Money, I have it, resources, power, everything you can talk of, but I still don't have peace because the catalyst for peace is missing. Who is the catalyst for peace? Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen? He is the Prince of Peace in a sincere effort by the world at a point. They wanted to figure out how can we allow peace to endure. After the Second World War, when the whole war seems, if this Second World War can take such and destroy so many and set us so much back, the princes of this world, the presidents, they all come together, the emperors and
stop. They start worrying, start saying, what can we make peace? How can we make peace to endure? It's actually a discussion. Then this discussion then moved to a production stage whereby they started, okay, let us bind together. Let us join hands with one another. Let us form a charter of peace. And they form what they call the United Nations. So the United Nations came down. They wrote their charters. They performed their edicts. They say, okay, here is what we go not to transgress against the bond of peace that will hold us together. But there is something that is missing in that charter. There is no mention of the Prince of Peace. So immediately they finish their meetings for days and draw up the charter. The king of this place or the president of this country will go home and say to his defense ministry, we just draw up a charter for peace. Build me the biggest weapon you can ever find to be able to destroy my enemy in case if this peace doesn't hold. Does it look like true peace? No. So they went into nuclear arms. They started nuclear power. And Russia have about 6,000 pieces of nuclear power today. America the same. Israel, France, Britain, all of them. Those that doesn't have it are fighting to have it. Iran, North Korea, who say if we come into our hand, the next thing is to bomb all of you. So they say you are not going to have it, and today the fight is still going on. So there is no enduring peace in this world. They put all these things together, and they put it together in such a way that there will be peace, but they find it departing from them because there is no Prince of Peace. God, our Christ, is not in the peace that it will not stand unless Jesus is part of it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In 2021, United States have a budget of $750 billion. That is more money than some continents have. Probably the continents of Africa cannot put that much together. What is that? They call it for defense. And for defense means to build bigger weapons. If you used to kill 100 people, we want the one that will kill 1,000. If you used to be pulled by trigger, we can now say, let's speak to it and it just destroy. So they now have intercontinental missiles and things that can take out a whole cities or a whole state at a blast. And everybody is waiting for it to happen because the truth is that whoever shoot forth may come up ahead. So anything is being watched closely. If there is any symptom that you are going to shoot us, we shoot you first. That is where the peace of this world is. They now say, ma, this is not working. Let us form the armament part of it. They form the NATO to say, let there be peace. And what is happening today, it doesn't work. There are still people fighting against one another. There are still people, just Russia woke up about 2-3 months ago or 4 months ago and said, we are going to take over a country that's independent. And that is where fight. People wake up and their life is destroyed, you know, everything demolished, and people are upside down. They woke up and there's nothing again. They were planning to get married, no marriage, school, no school, this and that, and so on. And it's affecting everybody. Now me and you have to buy gas at great price, and every other thing is being affected, even more in other nations, because of what? Lack of peace. But God has promised us peace. God has given us peace. The peace of God, he even left with us. Now, even at a point, there will be a man be on the scene because of this peace problem. He said, I will bring peace to the whole world. The Bible says, he who's coming is after the working of Satan. With all powers, all signs, and lying wonders. He will sneak into this world and bring in my own peace. I will create peace between Israel and Palestine. I will create peace between America and Russia. And he will have every form of things to make it seem so. But the Prince of Peace will not be in it. And once he has gotten all the whole world to sign up to him, he will turn to the ancient dragon, the serpent of ages. That elusive one will appear again on the stage because of what? Peace. Peace and security. It's a high commodity. It is necessary for life. It is important in your personal and spiritual life. It's important in the world we live today. Because peace, absence of peace is a nightmare. And if it goes to national or international level, it is even worse. It creates asylum, children. No, I remember some countries when they have this war, millions that were 47 million of war, and now there's about 11 or how many has moved out of neighboring countries to see if they can sleep with their eyes closed. I have people I'm talking to in some nation. I say, I want to get out of this nation, not because I don't have money, but there is no peace in the land. But the Bible says, who is the Prince of Peace? Christ. And the troublesome part is that many of us today are living as Christians and we have the peace of God. This morning, I want to tell you, it is the will of God to give us peace. Amen? It is the plan of God to give us. Let us look at some scriptures, three of them together. The book of Psalm, chapter 72, verse 7. Psalm 72, verse 7. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth. That is God's plan for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I have, I think towards you, say the Lord. Amen? Thought of what? When you wake up in the morning, God has planned for you to have peace. When you are going out in the due time, the intention of God is for you to have peace. When you go to bed at night, the thought of God for you continuously is for you to give you peace, for you to have peace. Not evil, not trouble, not confusion, not disorder, not anxiety disorder and all the rest that they put it together, PTSD, all of them. It is for you to have peace. This peace is so vital that people will pay you millions to have peace in their life if they can find a way to buy it. Some of them, because of that, have spoken to some people that drove me to drinking too much so that I can forget. But you have everything, you have it, but I don't have peace. There was a man, a musician, who was paying doctor about $250,000 everything to come and give him injection so that he can have peace. When they injected him, he died. Some injection that allow you to just forget. Forget what he has. Everything the world offer, but it does not have peace. So God thought to you is what? Thought of what? Thought of what? And if the enemy come and say otherwise, you need to stand and claim your peace in Jesus' name. Peace for your children, peace for your family, peace in your business, peace in your marriage, in your ministry, in the community where you live. In your area of life that the enemy is stepping in, the intention of God is to give you peace. And that peace is missing for any reason. You need to stand up and fight back, because this is the enemy stealing something from you. And this something is not just anything. It is a commodity of high importance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. Thessalonians 3:16. It says, now the Lord of peace, who? The Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. God is ready to kill everything that stands between you and your peace. God is ready to demolish every and anything that will interfere with your peace. God is ready to bring the hammer of his judgment against enemy, maybe spiritual, maybe natural, maybe physical, seen and unseen, imagined or unimagined, that will stand between you and your peace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Anything, whatever it may be, that want to stand between you, that's the way you have to think about this peace. That's the way you have to think about this peace. That's the way you have to see it to move into the dimension of the peace that passeth all understanding. That the Lord of peace himself, not another person, not a second person, not an angel, not a third person, not not a bishop, not a prophet, not an apostle, not, but the Lord of peace himself is willing and ready on standby to give you peace by all means. All means. All means. By all means. Whether they are buried or on high, on the sea or whatever, he's ready to dig it up and destroy just for you to have that peace in Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 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 That is the way you have to view peace. If God say, I'm going to do whatever it takes to give you what you want, what you need, the element for you to live a peaceful life, God is willing to do it by all means. The enemy comes and start to sow pieces in your life. Don't take it lying down. You have to go with God, believing him by faith, to snap back your peace. Fight for it by all means. Don't go to the way of the world and say that is the solution. The world can never offer you peace. Amen. The world can never give you peace. The solution of the world can never work. You have to look at it. What does God say about this situation? You figure it out, and then you know that God is going to back you up to have that peace. And you will have it in Jesus' mighty name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So notwithstanding that this hope is for us, this peace is for us, it's essential, yes, we know that, it's important, that the Prince of Peace has made this promise to me and you. Why then do we live, believers, Christians, children of God, whose promise have come to, as I said, is part of the fruit of the Spirit? Do we not have peace? I want to bring 2 points that is a little more sober to all of us this morning. Establishing peace demands action. Even in your family, in your life, in your business. For peace to remain and endure, to introduce peace, there has to be action involved. You have to understand the law of sowing and he says, blessed are the what? The peacemakers, for theirs is the kingdom of God. I'm going to come to a point that is sovereign. Because all of us want peace, and at times we see this in our life. And we don't know that it is the law of sowing and reaping. In Luke chapter 2, verse 14, Luke chapter 2, verse 14, immediately Jesus Christ was born into this world, the angels appeared to the shepherds and started to speak to them. And there are 3 things they said here I want you to look at closely. Say, glory to God in the highest, amen, and on earth what? Peace. Goodwill towards men. You may say that this is just goodwill of God towards men, but I'm going to take it a little extra. That many of us does not walk or seek, actively be part of goodwill, seeking goodwill from one another. Searching and doing things that will produce goodwill. Because if you look here, God, our Lord Jesus Christ, has to be glorified in whatever it is that you are doing or looking. And you have to offer goodwill for that peace to come and endure. I start to speak that many of us seek peace, desire peace, pray for peace, hope for peace. But we don't have it and we don't know why. Because many, even in the household of faith, are there to sow seed of discord. Some are there not to promote Because the Bible says ye are counselors of what? Peace. Not agent of discord. Not enemies of peace. But counselors of peace. That is people that will promote the peace of God in my sister's life, in my brother's life, in their children's life, in the community we live in my workplace, in the church of God. In anywhere we have influence, to be counselors of peace. What do I mean by this? The Bible condemned in the highest form and order those that we sow discord among brethren. And surprised and amazed, myself have experienced it, I've seen it, people trying to deliberately sow discord, intentionally or unintentionally, among brethren, among families. Case in point, not using real names. A sister came, another sister, to ask certain questions about this, my husband. And instead of taking the word of God and offering, you offer viewpoints and idea, and one of them I was speaking to, I say, who did you say, well, this person, I say, not in this church, for God's sake. He said, this person said that is the way I can deal with my husband for him to have common sense. I say, is this person married? Yeah, she was married. So she's no more married, she's divorced. You are going to seek advice from somebody, say it's a Christian sister, I say, I don't care. You are seeking advice from somebody with a failed marriage. Failed marriage to counsel you. And you don't have the common sense to know that what she's telling you is what led her to where she is today. It's an agent that is sowing seed of discord. He said, but I said there is no but here. Look at the word of God. Look at what she has sown in her own life and reaping the fruit. And you yourself are trying to follow the same example. But this sister could have turned it to the glory of God and said, learn from my mistakes. Amen? I did it like this. I did certain things like this. It didn't work out. Don't do it. That is the difference between those who sow discord and those who sow are counselors of peace. A counselor of peace will tell you things from precedent, from antecedents, that this is what I have done that did not work. Don't follow my footsteps. It doesn't matter what it is. Do it better for your family. Do it better for your community. Do it better for the church. Do it more better for the glory of God. I was in a group. We discussed some things. Some people will come and throw in deliberate word that if the unwise one among us will pick it, this is the way to treat your wife. And the ways to treat your wife, it's not in any way in line with the word of God. So they start chipping in and start quibbing in and start saying, this is that and that is what I did. At a point in that discussion, I will chip in and say something based on the word of God. Over the course of months, they will still have that argument. Then nobody knows who is who in some cases. Then they will come and say, what is the opinion of this person that starts with E-M-M-A? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? So you use your influence for good. Use your influence for good. Sow seed of peace in the life of others so that you yourself can also reap the product of peace. If you sow disharmony, if you sow discontent, if you sow confusion in others, and then you are praying and asking God for these things for your family, do you think that God is a confusionist or somebody that doesn't know what he's doing? You will reap what you sow. May God have mercy on us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. There are certain things God says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. He said, as much as it depends on you, peaceable with all. As much depends on you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even saying to seek peace and pursue it. Don't stand still where peace is concerned. Pursue it aggressively. Fight for it. Look for it. Because this is what we help you to do better in God and to others. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Then it says, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4, 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of what? Peace. Peace is what bonds us together. So when I see agents of Satan in the churches and in the community, intentionally sowing seed of discord, this of disharmony, what they are doing is that they are separating. They are throwing separation so that that bond, what is the bond? Peace, in the bond of peace that hold us together, is no more there. If a wife, a sister, or a brother comes to you for an advice, don't ever mislead them like some people have done. Guiding them against what is peace intentionally, it is evil in the eyes of the Lord. It should never be in the house of faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. If you have made an error, don't be man or a woman enough to admit it to her. Don't follow my example. It is not right. Do it better for yourself to the glory of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some them will rather tell you, oh, person is telling us, everything has been going normal. The person doesn't know that the person was talking to nurse her. He said, when I come home, my husband will prepare food, clean the house, wash my clothes, does everything. So your husband is not a useful man. It's okay. If God give you the grace to cook food, prepare the children, do everything and so on and so forth, that is wonderful, it's commendable. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But this person, the husband does not do any of this at all. Then he went to the other one that doesn't have common sense and to know the sign between truth and lie and say, the pasture is greener on the other side. Look at what my husband is doing. So that one came home with anger and frustration and started having fight in his own family. You are not doing everything you should do as a man. I'm doing two jobs and stuff. No. You know the other person, he didn't mention him. This is what the husband is doing for him or her and so on. As for her, you know, he does this thing and does it, which are all good. You can work it out between yourself and say, let's do what is good. Let's plan on it. But then the way he presented it through disaster into the family, become quarrel, become anger, become, okay, you are not doing this, I won't do this again. You are not up to your task, that's your own, because it's not right, not the way other people treat them. Before you know it, this has simmered to the point of separation. Because you're listening to somebody who sowed the seed of discord intentionally in your family, it brought problem. I've had men who boasted of the other person, say, this is how my wife does this, or my family does this, or this to me, and all of them are pure lie. But they sow it in the other person's life, in the other person's thought, and they go home from that day where there used to be peace, they now have pieces. Where there used to be order, they now have confusion because you're listening to the wrong person, or the person that is giving you that word has no intention of sowing peace in your family. They are not counselors of peace. Go to the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No matter what anybody says, no matter how they paint the picture, it's not always the case. Be able to make your own decision based on the word of God. Or go to people who are going to tell you the truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. As we are going to the stage of rounding up, I want us to look at Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 7. Don't sabotage other people's families. Don't throw confusion in other people's life. Don't throw harmony. Be counselors of peace. Because definitely what we sow, we are bound to reap. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now Jeremiah was talking to the captives of Israel. These are people that by right should be angry. Say, by the rivers of Babylon, there we can hang up our destiny. When them that took us captive say, sing for us a song of Zion. And they are so angry and so confused. But hear what Jeremiah is telling them. Regarding to some of you who go and read all this in the chat room, and you are angry against America. And some of you go and read it and say, this is an evil nation. And some of you go read it and join the group that are full of it. And start speaking and say this thing and start going against the peace of this nation. Peace of the church. Against the peace of what? Because these people are agents planted by Satan themselves to lead confused people. They will do things that will take you to jail while they themselves are keeping out of it. Here is what Jeremiah is telling to an angry, frustrated Israel, taken captive from their own home, against their own will. He said, and seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be what? Carried away captive. And pray unto the Lord for it. The peace thereof, what? Shall have peace also. That is wisdom. That is God's will that people disregard today. Even at the wedding yesterday, we were having a group talk. Some people are to this side, some people are to that side. And you see people that is practically out of selfishness of mind, doesn't want to see the perspective of others. Because they have set their mind, disregarded the peace and counselors of peace that they are. So you go to this group room and they say things against everything, against IRS, against the government, against the Biden, against the Trump, against everything. You buy into it and it will take your peace and you start sowing pieces in the community or in your life or in the life of others. I ask some of them, have you ever prayed for Trump in your life? Take him to God in prayer. Have you ever prayed for Biden? Have you ever prayed for them sincerely or just you are always against working against the place you live? This is a general example that Jeremiah is telling these people. Seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captive. Seek their peace. Pray for it. And the reason, for in the peace thereof, what shall happen? You shall also have your own peace. If there's no peace in the house, like one lady I was counseling told me, I go make him so he no go sleep in the night. That's I'm using our long hours, this thing. He say, I go, and she was pointing, I was looking, I say, he say, she will not, he will not have peace. He will not, he go regret in life. This house will not be a home for him. And so I say, and you say, where will you be? They say a child that is keeping the mother awake is also awake himself. That's some African proverb, I don't know how to say it fully. But if you are needling others, if you are putting pain under their behind so that they don't sit well or this thing, when they shiggle, move around and shoot, they're also disturbing you. You are not going to sleep in peace because they are not having peace themselves. The wisdom there is to seek the peace of all. That's why the Bible says, as much as it depends upon you, live peaceable with all. Not only men, women too. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. It does cover both. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. As we are rounding up, we are going to read a scripture that shows us what peace of God will be like. It's a blessed thing. If you are watching this morning and you say that you need peace in your life because there's no peace, you need peace as much as an animal in a desert land will need water.
in a time of drought. And you are watching this morning and say, there is no peace and I don't know how to. The recourse and only way is for you to seek and accept the Prince of Peace as your Lord and Savior. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Maybe you are going to watch this letter, or you are watching from any nation of the world that's been viewed or will be viewed. And you found out that you sold pieces in other people's life and you are crying for peace. You may have to definitely ask for forgiveness, and if you can, go correct those people. I have personally received advices from people that was intentionally given to deceive me. Not that wrong, and people do that. God bless one of them that called me many years later on and say, pray for me. Say, why? Say, my life has been upside down. Because certain things you sow have a way of coming back for you to reap it. We need the peace of God to be able to be more effective for God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. But thanks be to God that when Christ reigns, when his kingdom is fully established in this world, and the order of this world is thrown away, look at the kind of peace that God is able to bring. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6 to 10. Let's stand on our feet, everybody, as we read. Closing. Isaiah 11 from verse 6. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I mean, this is peace like a river that flows in our thirsty soul. We have waited for it and we wait for it. But when that perfect peace of God, the perfect harmony that he has promised them that trust in him comes, see what will happen. The natural order of things will be done away with. When God's peace reigns, it will be different from what we have ever seen or thought of. Raise three together, everybody. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. Verse 7. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. 8. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the ass, and the wind child shall put his hand in the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his race shall be glorious. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is when the perfect harmony, the perfect peace we see comes. Nothing shall destroy in the holy mountains of the Lord. He says in that day all pain shall be stripped away. Everything that destroys and causes pain and suffering, it is gone forever in the name of Jesus. To the point that the lion and the little cattle shall sleep together and play together. A child will put their hand or into the cockatrice den and stuff, and nothing will sting them. Every natural order, what we call natural, will become a do away with for the heavenly order to take place. That is the peace that God has established ahead for us. And for this, when I remember it, I have a little silver stuff in my office. I put it and look at it. I say, that's the peace that is coming. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us all walk into getting into that peace that passeth all understanding. And God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.